The Most Courageous Act by Reverend Dr. Susan Frederick Gray, President of the Unitarian Universalist Association. As a first grader, Ruby Bridges was part of the first group of students to racially integrate schools in Louisiana. In 1960, six African American children passed placement tests to go to white schools. Ruby was one of them. Two of the six children decided to stay at their all-black schools. Three were assigned to McDonough School, and Ruby was the one student assigned to integrate William France Public School. She integrated that school all on her own. In that first year, many white parents pulled their children from the school, including the parents of the rest of the first grade class. Most of the teachers left too. For all of first grade, it was only Ruby and her teacher. As Ruby remembers it, her mother rode with her in the car with the federal marshals for the first 2 days of school. After that, her mother had to get back to work and look after the two younger children. So Ruby rode with the marshals by herself. Ruby's mom told her, "If you feel afraid, say your prayers. You can pray any time and God will hear you." I highlight this because when I explore faith, I keep bumping up against courage. When we look at faith not as a set of beliefs, but rather as a source of strength that keeps us holding to our values when it gets difficult, or a source of hope when we feel lost, we are also talking about courage. In Ruby's story, you hear how her mom was showing her how to keep moving forward, even when she was afraid, through prayer, through her faith. It's so easy to see courage as boldness, bravery, fearlessness. It's so easy to ascribe courage to heroic figures throughout time, to put it on such a high shelf that it feels unattainable. I want to rid you of that idea. Courage is something we all need. It's something we can all live in our lives, something attainable. More than this, it is needed. Not just in historic lives, not just in dramatic moments, but every day. We need the courage to show another way to live, a way that is not based in ego or control, not out of domination, power, or materialism. We need ways of being in the world that don't place our sense of worth in being right or being successful, but rather in being human, in being true to ourselves. And for this, we absolutely need courage. As researcher and author Brené Brown says, we need the courage to show up fully as ourselves in our lives and to let ourselves be seen. Vulnerability begets vulnerability, and courage is contagious. She points to Harvard researchers who show that real change is sustained by leaders who are able to show vulnerability. This vulnerability is perceived as courage, and it inspires others to be courageous. We need this kind of courage in a world, in a country, in a society that needs great change. To do this, we need to learn how to develop courage in our own lives and how to teach courage to our children. Courage is not simply a virtue. It is a quality that the rest of the virtues depend on. C.S. Lewis puts it this way: courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point. Whatever it is we hold highest, if it is a commitment to peace and nonviolence, if it is a commitment to human dignity for all, if it is equality, if it is kindness or compassion, a respect for the interdependence of creation, to live these in our lives, to inspire them in our world, we need courage. To truly live these values, there will come a time when we need courage to stay true to them, to practice them at the testing point. Courage isn't just strength, and it is certainly not just a forcefulness of will. We look to Dr. King, Ruby Bridges, Mahatma Gandhi, Harriet Tubman, Harvey Milk, and we call them courageous because in their dedication to principles of human dignity and worth, of equity and opportunity, they risked themselves. Their actions made them vulnerable. Brené Brown, in her book Daring Greatly, writes, "Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage." Vulnerable comes from the Latin to wound. It means being in a place of risking yourself. Brown talks about the problem of being so afraid, even unconsciously, of our vulnerability that we seek to control everything around us in order to minimize risk and avoid being hurt. When we do this, we separate ourselves from others, and even from our own lives, in order to distance ourselves from the possibility of pain. In this circumstance, beginning to learn to share yourself, your whole self, your fears, your needs, being willing to be seen, is a critical step to developing courage. It takes courage to let ourselves be seen. But it is so important because it is in being seen, in vulnerability, Brown says, that we find the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, empathy, authenticity, and courage. The vulnerability of sharing our whole selves opens up a door to a level of connection and being and understanding that is a source of incredible strength and joy. On the other hand, I want to be careful about how we look at different types of vulnerability. Brown's definition and perspective is valuable, but it might sound different from a place of social or physical vulnerability. Many of the people I named as models of courage were or are people marginalized because of the color of their skin, their gender, their sexual orientation. They would rightly argue they didn't need courage to get in touch with their vulnerability. They needed courage not to be victimized by it. Vulnerability on its own is not courage. We can make ourselves vulnerable out of stupidity, out of a thirst for drama or danger or adventure. Sometimes we are vulnerable because of our position in life, vulnerable because of poverty, vulnerable as children to the power of adults, vulnerable for any number of reasons beyond our control. Vulnerability and courage are not the same thing. In fact, Brown says, perfect and bulletproof are seductive, but they don't exist in the human experience. All of us are vulnerable. Of course we are vulnerable to the elements of nature and illness, but also to the risks of loving and losing, of trying and being unsuccessful, vulnerable to social and political circumstances. We are not all equally vulnerable, to be sure. Nevertheless, it is simply a fact of existence. Courage is how we respond to that vulnerability. So courage is not the same thing as vulnerability. Courage is an inner strength to recognize our vulnerabilities, yet to go forward in spite of them. The courage to take action is not about being certain about what's next. It is instead a determination not to surrender to the vulnerability, but rather to try to go forward despite the risks. This is important because I don't want to leave you with the idea that vulnerability is something we ought to seek or cling to. Attempts at perfectionism and control are dangerous, but it is just as problematic to think only of our vulnerability, to deny our power, our agency, our choices, our worth. When it comes to developing courage, or inspiring it in others, is being able to be fully yourself. Sometimes sharing your story of truth, sharing fully the way you doubt or fail, the way you experience the world, that raw truth as Brown describes it, is the most courageous thing we can do in a moment. And in those moments, vulnerability not only sounds like truth and feels like courage, it looks like courage. And it can inspire others to be courageous in telling their truths, in being fully themselves and openly engaged. We remember our agency, and we hold on to the faith, by whatever name we call it, that gives us strength to keep working for what we believe in, to advocate for ourselves and others. We teach courage by living it in whatever ways present themselves, by getting off the sidelines and letting ourselves be seen. Ruby Bridges says she remembers that her dad didn't want her to go to the white school. Her mom did. She thought it would give Ruby better opportunities later on, and she thought it would matter to other black children and families. She said her parents talked all summer about it, and finally her dad was persuaded by her mom. I have no doubt that her mom's courage, her parents' courage, and that of the families that stood with them, and the teacher who taught and came to love Ruby, all helped her develop courage, a courage that stayed with her throughout her life. We teach courage by modeling it. We grow our courage by being able to name our own vulnerability, connecting with others by sharing our truth, but not getting stuck there. We grow our courage by holding to our agency, our sense of worth, and our own power to shape our lives. And we grow our courage by living our values, even at the testing point. May we all grow courageous hearts, and may we teach courage to our children.